I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me? I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me? I'm transcending. Are you coming alone? Going with me? I'm making change overnight. I'm making change overnight. Most of the time I abide by the guidelines alive, but sometimes it gets rough and I try to find another route that I could take before I rage and spaz out. You see, life for these some cards you don't wanna face, but you gotta learn to take it in stride and keep pace. Like Usain Bolt winning your life race, do everything from within to keep your mind straight. Gotta go beyond the limits of your grind rate. Gotta turn it up and not do it for time's sake. You can't accomplish nothing when you sit in time waste. Don't let it pass away doing what you did yesterday, cause tomorrow's not a promise. You could be caught up in the moment before you know it, your whole focus is on something that's so irrelevant. But you say that you're so intelligent. It's all about trying to figure out the truth to decrease doubt from within, so you can find your own way out of what keeps you from giving it all you got. Trying to surpass your past and pass everything that lags, and then you'll find that time passed fast like a flash. So pick up momentum and press the gas and be aware that there's something there. Grasp it. I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me? I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me? I'm transcending. Are you coming alone? Going with me? I'm making change overnight. I'm making change overnight. Tell me who doesn't want a greater life. Better walk, better talk, better thoughts, better sights. Want another chance to get it precise. When you know you went left, when you should've went right. But it's gonna be alright, long as you move forward and make a promise, you'll only look right. And long as you don't turn, that's change overnight. Gonna take flight, everything pimp tight, alright. You can't get caught up in your old ways. When you wake up every day knowing the world changed, there's no 2 days that stay the same. So tell me why you still in that same mind frame. That same thing got your brain trained to do things, and you too busy to stop and think of something different. But you saying that you so different. The only difference is we choose to do it differently. And if we choose to do it right, I mean it's meant to be. And if it's meant to be, it'll happen till eternity. And if it does, that's forever till infinity. With no bounds, no bonds, no limits. Ain't no limit to the way we excel. Above and beyond the call of duty that we live. So I transcend to my better self. My God. I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me? I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me? I'm transcending. Are you coming along, going with me? I'm making change overnight. I'm making change overnight.
Beautiful. You know, we open all meetings with a circle seven and the divine principles of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Happy Saturday to everyone. Love and peace to all. Without further ado, we bring on the thoughts of Allah. Great Elder.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Another day, another moment, giving praise to the Almighty God, Allah. Give honor to the great and noble and beloved prophet, Noble Drew Ali. And we give honor to KOS and all the council members. Peace and love, everybody. Shalom.
Shalom, peace and love. Yes, yes. Yes, our next thought of Allah, Brother Demetrius.
Shalom, what's going on with y'all?
Shalom, brother. What's good, family?
Shalom.
Shalom, Noble. Everything is well down south. But just as you all have said, all praises to the highest self, all praises to Allah. Of just being present. You know, another moment, another opportunity to get it right and to continue to manifest and create for change, pushing forward. But I yield the floor back to you guys. It's definitely good to hear all you guys' voices.
Oh, yes, brother. Beautiful. Yes, it's good that we all back here because it's another impactful day. It's 8 o'clock on my side of the town, 11 o'clock on the eastern side of the town. So we here to get work and get busy. So first, I rise and give praises to the great God, the Father of the universe, the Father of the breath, the Father of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, the great God Allah. And, of course, the highest honors to Allah's prophet, Noble Drew Ali. So today's meeting, we are tapping into the basics to consciousness. And today's meeting's lesson is imagination and willpower. Imagination and willpower. So if you don't already, going to get ready and get your pen and your pad. And let's tap into the workshop itself. With that, I let Brother Demetrius begin our lesson today. I yield the floor. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Like the host said, the basics to consciousness, imagination. The definition of imagination is to form an image of, to represent. We must take a strong look at imagination and to never lose hope or lose faith of things that you can't currently see at the moment, but to have an imagination that represents what you're trying to manifest or trying to attract towards your life. Because even though the body and choices doesn't always represent as well, how are we represented through our imagination or in our imagination? The imagination is the key to the door of eternal peace. Without imagination, nothing will cease to exist. We're in a world of thought manifested. So everything that we see, touch, is from the imagination of mind. It's through our imagination. Imagination is as planting a seed in soil, using only your imagination to stay attentive and to continue to nourish it. When the fruits of your expectation aren't in your current reality, but to continue to use your imagination to nourish and press forward for what it has potential to be. Don't abandon your imagination. Abandoning your soul is a direct influence or an attraction for weeds to grow at will. So without a directed imagination, negative imagination will automatically take its place. And this is the steering wheel of the flesh. This is the script to the plate. And imagination is where good and evil do warfare. And imagination is where the lost become found. And imagination is where the ignorant finds understanding. And imagination, you will find faith to call forth things that you see not as though they were in imagination. Being on this plane of earth and being in this mortal body, we must ensure that we have an imagination and four pillars of life. We must have an imagination and spirituality, health, finances, and relationships. We don't want to lack imagination in these areas, for there are major prices to be paid for lacking the ability to think in these areas. For an imagination is like a television almost. You turn it on, and whatever channel that you stop on, it begins to produce thoughts and create an imagination within your imagination and in your thoughts. And with these thoughts, depending on what you're watching, it can lead you to action, or it can lead you to engage in things, you know, such as commercials. If imagination was as a television, and you was to flip to the channel of health, what information or what would be the script or the movie that's played out? If there is no information that is acquired in this area, it would be the resemblance of flipping to a channel that you haven't purchased, or flipping to a channel that's not in a good area, so it's just grayed out, and you don't get that channel. So to begin to start acquiring information so we can tap into our imagination in that area in order to begin to think in these areas and so forth, the other ones. Everything has been created through the imagination. If we go back to Genesis and we take a look at how the story of Adam and Eve and how man first came into existence. But through the scriptures, it was said that man and woman was created. And then they were created in flesh. So, as we're speaking of imagination, everything exists in the unseen before becoming materialized in the seen. An oak tree exists within an acorn, but physically, it can yet to be seen. But spiritually, it exists in the unseen. So the same as our lives and the things that are in our imagination, we have the potential to be as great as we can think ourselves to be. We can only be as good as our imagination will allow us to be. And just to come to a stopping point to open up the floor, through imagination, all things are called forth. Before there can be any existence or anything that takes place, we must be able to navigate our own imagination of being able to settle disputes in the unseen before it becomes on the scene. To be able to acquire yourself with proper ways to think or a proper plan in order to engage upon when this sequence or when this reality begins to take place. Because if it can work and we can navigate it in our imagination, it will correspond and we will be able to navigate it on this plane as well. Now I come to a stopping point and open up the floor.
Beautiful, brother. Okay, we got the floor open. Amazing part and portion that you delivered to us. If you're just not tuning in, the brother was just presenting on the lessons of imagination. We just covered imagination so far. We're going over imagination and willpower. Great Elder, anything?
Shalom.
Shalom.
What I've heard on imagination, that was beautiful. Lecture you was giving there, Brother Demetrius. But it's just like what the brother said. Imagination is power. And if you apply it right, I've heard that whatever you can imagine, you can achieve. For an example, let's use basketball players. I think they use imagination. They want to play pro ball one day. You heard the story. Football the same way. Whatever you can think of, what appointed us, let's not let our imagination run away with us, because you could be using your imagination in a wrongful manner or a harmful manner. So that's important. Because we can think of a lot of things. Only Allah knows your thought. I don't. I don't know what's on your mind or what you imagine it. It could be harmful. But imagination is something that is powerful when applied rightfully. Now, you have the floor on that.
Oh, beautiful points, beautiful points. Oh, yeah, we love that because we know we all, if not you personally, you knew someone personally that dreamed of being in the NFL, the NBA, or some big sports professional team. And so push through that imagination, and some just have it as an imagination. So let's bring that into an example, because that's such a beautiful example. Those who had an imagination of being in the league one day, playing for a professional team, they will have to, as the brother presented, with application. Somebody as Kobe Bryant, who came in the league from high school. Now, let's look at this imagination. The character of Kobe Bryant from a young adolescent had to have been a professional ball player in his imagination growing older. And it had to be one of the only things in his imagination because of the effort and the application of the dedication to the commitment of his own ideology and to put things in a perspective that would bring in alignment that ideology, as the brother said, from the unseen realm to not knowing who Kobe Bryant was to now bringing it into the seen realm. That now you know who Kobe Bryant is as one of the greats who will go down as a legend. You are a legend as well. But this is the difference between an applied imagination and just an imagination existing. Another case in point. If we ever witness, if we can remember our own or we can just see it, in our physical existence. When we, as children, we used to have the greatest imaginations ever to exist. I mean, it doesn't take long, and it doesn't take much to use the imagination as a child. The children can turn, I mean, the smallest thing from a non-living doll into an animated full living doll that has conversation, that has a house, that eats and everything. We have teddy bears that you can't go without. You won't even leave the house without bringing your teddy bear. This is how close imagination is, and this is how real imagination makes it. Because you are the controller, you are the handler of your own images. See, when we get into this this science right here, and it's such a magnificent topic, get into this topic, this lesson. I love how both of y'all pointed out about the power of imagination. The power in imagination. And he says, we heard that famous colloquialism, saying if you can achieve, you if you believe you can achieve, if you imagine you can achieve. So what is this really, really saying? The brother said imagery. Imageries deal with pictures. And pictures is our motion picture of our mind. The screen on the mind exists through images. And what you imagine yourself, you are. Now, this is a good golden key for imagination. And I'm going to yield the floor. Imagination is the imagery of the I am. The imagination is the image your nation. The imagination is the I am. What I imagine. So power changes as your imagination changes. So with that, I yield the floor.
Beautiful. Just the last thing you just said was just powerful. Power changes when the imagination changes. And it's interesting that, you know, that you say that because, you know, when we walk in life and we walk amongst our peers and you make a decision to do something different, to be somebody different, a bunch of individuals will come to you and say that you changed. It's something different about you. And it's a direct correspondence of when your energy shifts, when your imagination begins to heighten to a higher frequency. Because you can have an imagination so strong, as you were saying earlier, and you can be the best ball player. You can have an imagination so strong that you can become a person who is over all stats. You are the highest in all stats. That's all you can think about. You know, you want to be the highest in rebounds or the highest in shot percentages. So that's all you see, and that's all your power is going towards. So you're becoming more enhanced, powerful in that area. You become very strong in those areas of thought.
Beautiful.
So when imagination begins to shift in other areas, you begin to power up in these areas as well. Because if a man was trying to build a house and he lacked the imagination of how to use a hammer, he's not going to be able to acquire much power in the universe to be able to aid him in that assignment. But once his imagination begins to shift and he's now able to attract information through the senses, it starts to heighten up his power to where now is he's not as weak in this area as he was before, but now he has understanding of how to use this hammer. So he can now get started. So with every problem or every opportunity for growth in your life, you have to be able to navigate your imagination to begin to attract the universal gifts in those areas, which are thoughts. If you lack the thoughts of something that you needed, and you was able to seek out that thought and acquire it. And whatever you needed is no longer a need because of this thought. Wouldn't that be of good? Wouldn't it have been worth whatever you had to go through to do it, to be able to acquire the lesson? Or what Brother L say, to have less on you. So with the imagination, we must learn how this thing operates and how it creates. Because if we lack information lack understanding of how this process is carried out, you will begin to carry out things unknown. You will attract your imagination to things that feels good to the senses, as in you're looking at it, but unknowingly, you don't see it as a direct reflection of the things that you're materializing in your own life. Because that's the only power that you have. Power changes when the imagination changes. So if your imagination is in this area which is negative, that's all the power that you have. You're going to be very powerful in that area. So the things that you're going to be able to create from that realm is going to be very easy for you. So if you have a strong imagination and you're very strong and powerful in the area of hate, it's going to be nothing for you to be hateful. It's not going to be anything for you to have a hateful attitude or a hateful mentality towards someone, because that's where your power is. Because that's all you think about. That's the TV show that runs in your house. That's the television that runs in your mind. That's what you sit and imagine about, is hate. You play movies, scenarios, all day long, and it's full of hate. So just as it is simple to do and it is simple not to do, it's simple to choose and it's simple to choose not. We have to start understanding the simplicity of this very complicated matter. And that is, whatever you are lacking in imagination, you have to direct your senses to that area in whatever form or fashion that you can, to begin to acquire this information in order to begin to create an imagination that you once lacked. So now that you have this imagination, when you go to this area in your life and you have an imagination to support it, you can begin to power up, or what you were saying, your power begins to change in the area now. So now in the areas of weakness in your life, you can start directing imagination in those areas and begin to make it powerful and make it a strength to where it's no longer your weakness. And you can move forward until you have information and an imagination in every lane that you're walking in. So whatever come in and come against you or is a negative towards you, you've already dealt with it and you've already used your imagination in this area, so you already know the movie or the scene of how this thing is going to play out. You've dealt with this energy. So I want to just, open the floor back up with that, but apply imagination and imagination existing. And imagination existing is automatically negative. It's too much propaganda. Every environment is negative. Everybody around you is negative. So a stagnant mind is very toxic. And imagination just existing, standing still, makes itself accessible by many diseases of the mind. Stagnated mind, slow blood causes death and illness. So just as these things without movement depletes the oxygen, so does the imagination standing still. An imagination standing still doesn't produce prosperity. An imagination standing still doesn't produce peace. An imagination standing still doesn't produce things that you need in order to navigate this world. Imagination standing still is a slave. Imagination standing still is an individual who lacks the will and the drive to acquire knowledge. An imagination standing still is a man who can be controlled. Imagination standing still is the reason that the rich get richer and the poor. Imagination standing still is why the generation continues to fall and the epidemic continues to get worse. Imagination standing still is what gets you at the bottom and keeps you there. But applied imagination is how one is able to set oneself free and others. To be as a child, to be able to dream again, even if it's not, you make it real. You're not in a position that you want to be in, but in your mind, you are already there. Make it real. Because the universe will follow its laws and begin to attract things and materialize that imagination. Just as Adam was materialized. Through thought, manifested into flesh. I'll open the floor back up.
Shalom.
Beautiful. Shalom.
Have anyone ever imagined that we have in our own and we the head man in charge? Or is that too big of imagination for you? Somehow, somewhere, we have accept someone else's imagination. Because I don't think any of us have an imagination to be poor. When you get just right down to it, and I don't think that any of us imagine to get taxed to death. Everywhere you go, you're being taxed to death. Wherever you stop at, you're paying taxes. I don't care if you're stopping buying junk food. You're paying taxes constantly. Someone imagine that and put the plan in motion. I'm just showing you what the power of imagination can do. It can make a slave out of you without you even realizing you and knowing you're a slave. For an example, if you ain't in control of where you go from Monday to Sunday and somebody else is, then you might want to think twice. Who's in charge? even though it's your life, but seems like somebody else have control of it, even control of your imagination. Who's in charge? God? Allah? You? Or the European imagination? If it's your imagination, then you should be in charge from Monday through Sunday. What you decide to do that day. You the shot caller. You say you're the man of the house. You wear the pants. Stand on your square there. We know what the square's for. Square for your action. Square for your imagination. I said earlier, you could have bad thoughts. And that imagination is up to no good. We know that. We see it time and time again. Let's not let it be running away, but be in control of it and use it as an arrow. When you shoot it, let your aim be on target in a good way and not a bad way. Imagination. I hear the flow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, just laid it down in so many perspectives that we can begin to see our own power. A very key what you said, you don't see you having your own. We don't see us having our own. Our own meeting places, our own communities, our own towns, our own cities, our own plazas, our own businesses. We need our own banks, car dealerships, everything from medical to economic to political to social. Everything. And something that's beautiful that just made that come alive is if we just understand that's why you are made in a certain image. And that image that you are made of is the image of your nation. And the collective ideals of all that nation is their imagination. And no one... No power takes a nation further than that nation's imagination. So what do we imagine for our nation? Because to imagine that for you is to imagine it for your nation. When we look at the word imagination, the root word of imagination is image. The root word of image is I'm. I'm is the I am. The I am is referring to what you imagine that you are. So what do you imagine that you are? Do we see ourselves in the position that we see ourselves now? Do we imagine ourselves to continue to perpetuate in the standard that we do not control our own nation's reality? Because as the beautiful brother announced in his presentation, that imagination is negative. The reason for imagination being negative is because of the programming that has been installed into your I am. So, you know, sometimes we don't like to hear from each other, so I'm going to bring in a quote from the famous Albert Einstein. We heard this quote a lot of times. So we're going to revisit this statement. Albert Einstein quotes, "Imagination is more important than knowledge. For knowledge is limited to all we now know and understand, while imagination embraces the entire world and all there ever will be to know and understand." That was a quote from Albert Einstein on imagination. Now, what's being said about imagination is its comparative status to knowledge. And when the brother is bringing in examples of turning on the television, that is an example of imagination. Now, if you sit and tune your imagination to this imagination, your imagination now becomes one with that imagination that you are being in front of. And this is called programming. And once this programming takes out from the form of your imagination, it becomes knowledge. And so this knowledge becomes the limit towards your imagination, which is why we are inundated, bombarded, suffocated by the influences of environment, actions and thoughts of others that are based in the debasement of negativity. So with the debasement of negativity comes the knowledge of negativity. So one's imagination is limited to the knowledge that one has been programmed by, because the program that you was given was limited into the knowledge and captivating your imagination to now detract a part that we finna get into that the brother going to be bringing in, the willpower. So before we get into the willpower, see, because this is what couples, this is what make a marriage as a husband and a wife, is the imagination and the willpower. But the willpower is the key to the imagination. But the imagination is the I am. And if your I am is being programmed by a reality that's not of your nation, then you carrying out a reality and you are building someone else's imagination. Now, what we call this and what the brother called this, the unseen, to the seen. Well, we got to understand that imagination is the non-physical realm. Well, you extract from and bring into the seen or the physical realm that we call knowledge. That knowledge that you've seen as a house existed as a blueprint and as an imagination in the architectural mind of the architect. And through this, this is how you become the magi. When you take the eye off imagination, you got the magi, the science of yourself, the power of you, what you hold. This container is limitless. This container is boundless. This container is immeasurable. But you have to know who you are. You are built in the wisdom of infinite. And the nature of truth cannot be altered. But the customs of knowledge can change. And this is where you get into a stagnant point, or what the brother called a station, or a stagnancy. You become a post, because now this post has become contentment into one in motivated knowledge that one's output is getting from the input of one's getting. For instance, a job. Most people go into 30 years into one job, basing over two-thirds of their entire life based in one field. And this one field brings the appearance that it fulfills your reality. But when in reality, it's big, it's widening and it's expanding who you're working for, imagination, to a higher extent than yours. You are just getting a crumb off the table of the imaginator who imagine that they can give you a portion into making their portion greater. Because if it don't be for your nation, see, you in the wrong imagination. Because what it should be doing for you, it should be doing unto others. That is the golden rule, and that's the golden rule that I live by. My imagination. I live by how I would love others to do to me, I do unto others. The easy point of shifting imagination from a negative point is your concept of what imagination is, not what you have been told and you have received as knowledge. When you in a certain field, you can't go beyond that field. That's knowledge. You might have an imagination in the field that can help a standard of this business or the way you handle a standard or a protocol of a business that, especially when you're in the field of mental therapy or any type of mental health field, because you're dealing with things on a daily basis and you're dealing with a protocol that you have to follow. And this protocol is not engendered to be mutable to fit every standard of ethnicity. So the imagination that is being pushed is pushed through an ideology that is a form of breaking you away from your attachment of your nation, of the imagery of your higher self and how you perceive yourself to perceive a greater imagination and to have a quilt and be equipped of a greater knowledge of self. That's why KOS is so primitive in this day and age in the time of now, because the eons change. But the truth that governs each eon is changeless. And the imagination that's inside and imputed between us is what gives us the ability to be an infinite being. You can quit your job today and you can stay on your job today. This is just how great your imagination is. You can stay on your job and you can have side jobs. This is how great your imagination is. People done dropped out of school. Most people spend their entire life in college, gaining an education of knowledge to pursue something greater from their imagination, but the knowledge that they were pursuing from the education limited them, and now they in more debt than they can afford, and they don't even have an available job. They have to lower their standard to find a job that appreciates what they work for and the degree they offer. But this is the imagination in the realm that we live in that we don't understand the freedom of choice, because this is the power that we are given through the power of mind. And as the brother said, the power of imagination begins through thought. So what thought are you being programming that you are programming your sensuality, your physical realm, to produce in the physical realm? So when we look at what the great elder said about the cons of the negative imagination, the lower self-imagination, this is what we're all battling when it comes to the negativity. The negativity is the lower self, and the lower self is the first thing that the lower self breeds is hatred. It's the breed hatred, hate for oneself. And that is the advocating deceit and principle of our nation. We see instruction to improvement as hating on one another. Brother, sister, I love you. Why would I hate you? You made in the same image I'm made in, brother. You made in the same image I'm made in, sister.
We have to get out of this hate. And that's why I love the prophet's teaching. And what he doused us in was the degree of love, was the principle of love, was the being of love. That we need to love, to learn to love instead of hate. Because this is what will pick our nation up. And we will begin to see that we can. We have built every other nation. Every other nation that comes to America becomes successful. And the nation that's in America that makes these other nations successful denounce their own nation, and their nation are starving and impoverished while they spend on an annual basis a $1 trillion budget as consumers. And not as producers. So willpower is the next topic we got to get into, because this is what's going to crank that engine up. Because we got the imagine of a car, but if you ain't got the fuel in the car, you ain't going nowhere. So in peace and love, family, I yield the floor for this magnificent energy of willpower. Shalom.
Ooh, peace and love. Elder, anything before willpower?
No. My ears are burning. I love what I hear. I want to get the will. By the way, we got a city in just listening. Your Uncle Robert is here. Shaw Reed Black.
Reed.
Can you hear him?
Reed.
Shaw Reed.
Oh, I have my phone on mute. Yes, sir, I heard. Shout out Uncle Robert.
Hey, what is everybody here? That's Shaw Reed.
Oh, beautiful.
And you give me a earful.
Oh, beautiful to hear your voice.
I don't put it in, bro, to keep my mouth closed. Sometimes it's best to be foul. There's a time to speak. There's a time to open your mouth.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, beautiful.
But what y'all was saying, imagination, that word itself, it could be just an image also. Because, see, if you don't make it real, you ain't got nothing but just imagination. But when you make it real on something good, with a good thought in God's eyesight, then you did something good. Because, see, if you don't do that, you ain't doing nothing.
Beautiful.
I don't want to get fired up because I'm full of it. Mine just come to me and shoot through my mouth right out my box.
Just
remember that.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Oh, thank you, Gracious, for that wisdom.
Y'all boys, heavy. You and your dad, y'all some heavy boys now.
Huh?
Yep. Keep up the good work,
Chris. Yes, sir, I will. Thanks for that love,
Yeah.
Shalom, we hear the flow.
Beautiful. Imagination is the thing that creates emotions and feelings which put one into motion. With the emotions and feelings, they're very sporadic, very intense, unpredictable, and sometimes can happen
without any thought. So with emotion and feelings and putting the imagination into motion is what creates willpower. One can have an arrangement with a buddy, with a friend, and when the time gets close, something else may take its attention, and the will to proceed on that notion is no longer the same energy as it was before. And the willpower has ceased to be. But on the other hand, we have a situation, or we can say an emergency, and someone that is loved, I love, is in our need at this moment. The willpower is at an all-time high, and it becomes impossible not to do it. So, with imagination, which creates emotions and feelings that fuels willpower, is something directly derived and connected to the imagination. Having an imagination to get to another place or another level can be that fuel to put the body into motion, to will it to be done. Just as the former of when spring comes and he has the plant, and just the will is he has to feed his family. It's a direct consequence. If he doesn't develop the will, plant crop. So at the end of his willing, and the direct consequence of lacking that will, he's able to stay consistent and stay determined and willing and toiling in order for that to manifest. But with things that doesn't have an imagination of that type of effect, and is not an imagination of an importance, the will is diminished. So through imagination, the will is heightened. Through imagination, the will is diminished. Plant crop, family is fed. Neglect the plant crop, family goes without. So through that imagination process of what that be, which are children and other things and other factors that come into play, the will is heightened through that imagination. Versus another scenario where imagination plays not a part. You can't imagine anything out of it, so the will begins to become diminished. So with our imagination, we must understand what are we trying to acquire while we're here on this plane, and to use our imagination to fuel our interest, our curiosity, just even our reason to search or our reason to want to know more. In order to take our will and our interest and put it at an all-time high. so we can will ourselves from our negative to our positive. We will be able to will ourselves from our lack to our abundance. And I'll open up the floor to anyone else that want to come in. The floor is open.
Shalom.
Peace.
When you was talking about will, I'm often reminded of a scripture that Jesus always said, and he said that for whosoever will and do the will of his Father and your Father, which is in heaven. And he was of what? About truth. Is that in your will as well? Is truth is in your will? Are you directing that energy to know the truth? Willpower. Who can stand for you? No one. That's why it's time to wake up and find yourself and look within. You don't want to be like Mike. You don't want to be like nobody but yourself. I used to ask the group many times, who can breathe for you? And you want to be somebody else? Let's direct this will in a rightful manner. It's just like imagination. Will is saying you can direct them both wrongfully or harmfully. He said, let your will be done. Is your will being done? I hear the flow.
So beautiful, that remark. Let thy will be done. It shows, as the prophet Jesus laid it down, the importance of that will, but not the importance of one's own will. Not to lean on one's own understanding, but on the instructions and the knowledge that's given by the grand creator, the supreme creator. So this will is the energy of everything you do. Will is infinite energy of action to will whatever you want to do. For example, your vehicle is your car. In your car, you have a steering wheel. If you know how to guide that steering wheel, you can get to infinite directions. You can go north, south, east, and west to infinite limits.
in your vehicle, and you can do the same in the reflection of your own body. The will is the mind. The mind must direct you to that which is infinite, not that which is finite, that which changes. Because we're dealing with something that is truth, dealing with the essence of truth. It says that the truth shall make you free. Nothing else besides truth, because truth cannot be altered. So the truth is your will. And when it's connected to the higher will, then thy will shall be done. It tells us to search for the kingdom of God first. This is to align your will. This is to align your will. You need stronger willpower than you need stronger imagination. Because imaginations can change. But the will is what keeps it from changing. It can accept the change or it can reject the change. So searching for the kingdom of God first is to align ourselves with an infinite higher will that's greater than the human flesh, that's equal to the infinite potential of spirit. And then all righteousness shall be added unto you. Then whatever you imagine shall be added unto you, because it's in alignment with the universal creator. It tells us that power is the will manifest. Power is the will manifested, directed by the breath. The creator, the universal creator that is in everyone, is the breath. And this is what we have to use while we have the breath, because this breath is not ours. It belongs to the infinite creator, the source of all. And the source of your imagination and the source of your willpower come from breath alone. Man is not the mind. Man is the breath made flesh. And it's through your breath that you're able to have an opportunity in this life to understand life. But if we don't get to understand life, then we're going to have something else that knocks on the door called death. And if we don't understand death, then the imagination of death lowers the will. And we succumb to the negative energy that we have been perpetrated with through the fear of dying. And so this is the knowledge and this is the imagination that we carry, that death is unholy. If birth is holy, how cannot death be holy? It's only unholy when your imagination is not healthy. Because just how your imagination have created the reality around you, that same imagination will create the reality for you in the afterlife. And that's why in this life you should attune it to the will of the infinite. And that's the creation of your afterlife. We are in control. We control how we breathe. Breath alone tells us how much control we are in. And this is why the prophet Jesus said to the wind, "Peace, be still." We're talking about the room, the moving thoughts that's in everyone's mind, that have everyone so shaken and in the state of feebleness, weakened by the knowledge that has been given. That's why we were sent scriptures to study, to strengthen our will, to guide it, to help your thoughts. So just as we hop in our car and we use our will to get from A, B to C, first we imagine where we want to be. Then we get into our car and use our steering wheel to designate our destination to that destination. And this is the same power we have spiritually. We are given this omnipotent power to be what we can be. This is why they program us to lock us down into one field. When you're supposed to be a master of all. Life is not one thing. Life is an infinite scale. You can do one thing today and be doing a totally different thing tomorrow. So today's thought should not be tomorrow's thought. Yesterday's thought should not be today's thought. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow's never here. All we have is the time of now. And today we must change our imagination and willpower to the willpower and the imagination of the Creator. We are creators of our own. God never made a hell or a heaven to reside for us. We are the creators and we choose whether we reside in heaven or hell. And that heaven or hell is a state of mind. And that state of mind is the condition of your thoughts. And the condition of your thoughts is predicated upon the imagery, the pictures of your I am. I am what I picture what I am to be. We're too busy taking camera phone snapshots. We're too busy taking photos of everything else, but we're not taking photos of our own imagination of where we want to be in life. We're too fascinated by the seen realm. And as the great uncle said, that the imagination is just imagination. It's the will that makes it real. Because it has to be into the mind. It's just a thought until it's connected to an action. That action is what brings things into existence. It doesn't exist until you bring the action. You can say, you can imagine you need to go to the store to go grocery shopping all day. Your refrigerator will stay empty until the will match the vibration of your imagination. And the will has to be educated, because if the will is not educated properly, then the imagination will guide the will. Imagination will guide the will. And this is what we do not want. You want the will guiding the imagination. So through TV, their reality is to program your imagination with thoughts of fear and negativity. So you reproduce this in your physical reality. The reverse process to this reality is love. Love is the ultimate principle. Love is not an emotion. Love is a principle. Love is a way of being. And this is why God is love. And those who love God, and those who love God do not become transgressors of his law. The only sin is to transgress against love. Because to have love is to have something higher than your normal reality. Your heart beating is love. Your thoughts is somewhere else. It might be into the struggles or the realities that we have created. But all that is subject to change. That's finite. All that matches is an imagination to that. It's an imagination that created that, so the will has to be greater than the problem that created it. So if you arguing back and forth, the will has to rise to a plane that's above arguing. Going back and forth, using the rhythm of life to deteriorate each other. We are here to love each other, to learn from each other. Each one of us have a lesson to teach another so we can help not go down the wrong road, the lower road. And this is why we go experience. We have experiences. So these experiences guide us to what is actually right and what is actually wrong, what is actually truth and what is actually falsehood. So we have to match our imagination with the willpower. The will is the most, it's the most nominal and phenomenal thing in existence that we have, that is the closest to the creator that we have, that we praise and worship. And the creator exists inside of you. The creator exists inside of you as the will manifested by the breath. No one on earth breathes the same. No one on earth has the same rhythmic pattern when it comes to breathing. This is how unique as a fingerprint that your breath is. The breath is the cosmic fingerprint of your spiritual reality manifested in the flesh that we call the flesh or the physical. It is the non-physical that created the physical. It is the unseen that created the seen. It is the breath that is the non-physical, that is the unseen, that created the seen and the physical. And it's this power that is the will manifested, that is directed by the breath. So in closing, I tell to let's love ourselves, let's love our breath, and know, let's use our breath wisely. And that, my brother, I stand down. Shalom and peace and love.
Beautiful, man. Some very, very good points. Elder, anything to chime in before we go to a close?
Shalom. The only thing I would like to say is that pertaining to breath, I remember scripture said that let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. And as I speak now, I hear the birds singing. Even the bird breathes. The insect breathes. The animal breathes. It's breath. Look at the truth standing. Ain't nothing else to say. Peace and love. And I wish people would find love. I leave on love. Peace.
Peace. Well, just to give a final remark or just something to sum it all up, because it was just a lot of good points. But one point is, it is just an imagination until it is connected
to a will. And imagination creates emotions and feelings. So it is forever changing. But to get your imagination connected to the will of God and use will to steer you through towards your destination. It's just an imagination until it is connected to will. Peace and love, everyone. And that'll be all.
Peace.
Peace and love, everyone. We close and adjourn this meeting in the Circle 7 according to the divine principles of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Let's transcend to our higher self. Let's love ourselves by loving the breath. Let's make a change overnight. Thank you, beautiful brother. Thank you, great elder. Thank you, beautiful great uncle. Thank you to all the listeners, national and international. Thank you, all listeners and downloaders. I hope this will aid into conquering your lower self. Peace and love, everyone.
Aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Come on. I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me? I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me?
Let's go.
I'm transcending. Are you coming along, going with me?
Let's go.
I'm making change overnight. I'm making change overnight. Most of the time, I abide by the guidelines of life, but sometimes it gets rough, and I try to find another route that I could take before I rage and spaz out. You see, life for these some cars you don't want to face, but you gotta learn to take it in stride and keep pace, like Usain Bolt winning your life race. Do everything from within to keep your mind straight. Gotta go beyond the limits of your grind rate. Gotta turn it up and not do it for time's sake. You can't accomplish nothing when you sit in time waste. Don't let it pass away doing what you did yesterday. Cause tomorrow's not a promise, you could get caught up in the moment. Before you know it, your whole focus is on something that's so irrelevant. But you say that you're so intelligent. It's all about trying to figure out the truth to decrease doubt from within, so you can find your own way out of what keeps you from giving it all you got. Trying to surpass your past and pass everything that lags, and then you'll find that time passed fast like a flash. So pick up momentum and press the gas, and be aware that it's something there. Grasp it. I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self.
Come on.
I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me? I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me?
Let's go.
I'm transcending. Are you coming along, going with me?
Let's go.
I'm making change overnight. I'm making change overnight. Tell me who doesn't want a greater life. Better walk, better talk, better thoughts, better sights. Want another chance to get it precise. When you know you went left, when you should've went right. But it's gonna be alright, long as you move forward and make a promise you'll only look right. And long as you don't turn, that's change overnight. Gonna take flight, everything pimp tight. Alright. You can't get caught up in your old ways. When you wake up every day knowing the world changed, there's no 2 days that stay the same. So tell me why you still in that same mind frame. That same thing got your brain trained to do things, and you too busy to stop and think of something different. But you saying that you're so different.
The only difference is we choose to do it differently. And if we choose to do it right, I mean it's meant to be. And if it's meant to be, it happens till eternity. And if it does, that's forever till infinity. With no bounds, no bonds, no limits. Ain't no limit to the way we excel. Above and beyond the call of duty that we live. So I transcend to my better self. My God. I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. Yeah, I'm aware that it's something there. I'm sacrificing to turn into my best self. I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me? I'm transcending. Are you going alone? Coming with me? I'm transcending. Are you coming along, going with me? I'm making change overnight. I'm making change overnight.